to Fort McMurray Matters, keeping you connected to our community.
Brought to you by Fort McMurray Orthodontics and Cooper & Company Law Firm
on Mix 103.7.
Well, welcome back to another edition of Fort McMurray Matters. I'm Steph Seidel. On the phone line, I have Craig Picton, the 2020 campaign chair for United Way Fort McMurray Wood Buffalo's Local Love Campaign. Hi, Craig.
Hey, how are you today?
Well, I am doing well. I'm really excited. I was watching a video this morning about the campaign launch, and I'm stoked that we get some moments here to chat about it.
Yeah, it's been a busy couple of weeks, definitely trying to get organized and everyone prepared for it, but we're excited. It's obviously a trying year with COVID, et cetera, but we're going to muddle through, and with the help of Fort McMurray, we know the community always comes through. We're pretty sure that this is going to be another successful campaign this year.
I am believing with you for that. Let's talk about what would make the campaign a success. What's the goal this year?
The goal has been announced this year at $4 million. We knew that it would be a little bit of a tough year, obviously, for everyone, not only in Fort McMurray, but around the country and, in fact, around the world. It's just been one of those years that it's one in 100. And at one point, we weren't even sure if we'd be able to do a campaign. But after we took a deep breath and got to a position where we started to think about it and where we were as a community, and knowing how giving Fort McMurray is, it's the best United Way branch in all of Canada, we said, let's muddle through, let's figure out, take a deep breath and get restarted and committed. And with that, we decided, looking at what the needs were in the community, that $4 million target was, while it was high, we know it's going to be one that's going to be difficult, but we also knew that Fort McMurray, as they always do, pull through and said, that's achievable. Let's go get it.
Exciting. And I mean, if you hadn't done the Local Love campaign, there are so many wonderful partner agencies that the United Way supports that I don't know what would happen if they didn't have your support, right?
Well, that's exactly it, Steph. You nailed it right on the top of the head, because we've got 25 agencies that the United Way supports and over 40 programs, and it's actually distributed in three focuses of moving people out of poverty, helping kids reach their potential, and also ensuring our communities and its residents stay connected and supported. We know that the pressing social needs of our community include homelessness and hunger and social isolation and mental illness, and all of the programs that the United Way supports help these areas. And, you know, we know that they're still present and they're going to continue to be present after the pandemic, but they were also exacerbated because of the pandemic. So, for instance, we're really finding that mental difficulties for people having to be locked up for those couple of months when we first got underway, and the stress that it puts people under and the strain and where people are with their jobs and all of that. And you combine it together, and if you were talking about a need, as we said, it's just become paramount that the United Way has to succeed this year, because we have so many people that will need the support of those agencies that the United Way helps.
Exactly, for sure. And, you know, the Local Love Campaign, I think this is in its third year of calling it the Local Love Campaign, correct?
Yes, that is correct. This is Local Love, and this is going to be actually the third and final year for that campaign title.
And why did you guys decide to call it that?
Well, it highlights where we are as a community and what Fort McMurray does so well, and that is support each other. I mean, through the difficulties that we've had, obviously when the fire occurred and you know, the flood, now we're just waiting for the locusts, I think. But, you know, we've always found that Fort McMurray as a community helps one another. And I don't think a lot of the country realizes how much this community gets together as a group in times of need. And in tough times, Fort McMurray shines more than any other community. And we realize that we're all in this together, and thought that Local Love obviously talks about that and what Fort McMurray means to all of us. But this year we have the subheading, Now More Than Ever. And we added that as our tagline because if there was ever a time where we needed to come together with COVID, with people suffering, with the flood, this is local love is, in its essence, is now more than ever, and we need to do this as a group. Help your neighbor, and Fort McMurray proves every year that we do that better than almost any place in Canada, and we're sure that this will happen again this year.
Totally. If you are attending a United Way event or you're buying 50-50 tickets, you should totally post it on social media and use the hashtag now more than ever. We're going to take our first break here on Fort McMurray Matters, but when we come back, we're going to hear more from Craig Picton, the 2020 campaign chair of United Way Fort McMurray Wood Buffalo's Local Love Campaign. Craig, thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Fort McMurray Orthodontics and Cooper & Company Law Firm.
On Mix 103.7. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Fort McMurray Orthodontics and Cooper & Company Law Firm.
On Mix 103.7.
Well, welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. I'm Steph Seidel. On the phone line right now, we have Craig Picton, the 2020 campaign chair for United Way Fort McMurray Wood Buffalo's Local Love Campaign, with the subtitle Now More Than Ever. Now, one of the things that I love about the Local Love Campaign is there's always fun things to check out with it. You guys are so creative with your fundraising. And then on top of that, your partner agencies are as well. You know, there's the Hub Chili Cook-Off that's super fun and just lots of things going on. And I know, of course, as everything has, this year's going to look a little different. But we do have some neat ways coming up that people can participate in the campaign. What do you have planned for this year?
You're absolutely right, Steph. This has been a challenging year in the fact that with COVID and physical distancing, obviously we couldn't do things we've done in the past, or at least if we are going to do things that we were going to do, we had to do them differently. As you know, a couple of weeks ago, we did the Tools for Schools with the help of Mix 103.7, and that still went forward. But we thought of things like last year, we had the really, really, really big 50-50. It was the first year, and we had such huge support and so much excitement around the event. But in talking about it, we were going to run it as we did last year. However, because of physical distancing, we thought it's going to be a little difficult to be located at four places around town selling tickets. We decided we were going to take it online. So that's what we've done. So it's going to be taking place on September 24th, and you'll be able to purchase tickets just as you did last year, with a massive, massive payout. We know, just looking at the Edmonton Oilers, how much people love their 50-50 and just the support we had last year. In fact, we sold out before the end of the day. I think that's going to happen this year. But as I mentioned, because of COVID and just being responsible, we're taking it online, which actually makes it more accessible to everyone and easier to purchase your tickets. So I know with the help of Mix 103.7, you guys are back on this year. Again, this will be our second annual, and we want to make it bigger and better than ever. One of the things that we heard last year was, wow, I really wanted to come and buy tickets, but I wasn't able to get out of my office, or I was at site and I just didn't have time to come down and get tickets. Well, now because we have moved it online because of COVID, it also gives more people more access to the 50-50, and we're really excited about that. So we're pretty sure it's going to sell out, and it's going to be just absolutely massive, and someone is going to walk away a very, very happy person at the end of the day on September 24th. So look for that. That's going to be one of the things that's happening. We've got the workplace campaigns, and again, those will look a little bit differently this year. We've got many partners who have stepped up. Syncrud has been fantastic. Finning will be involved again this year, and many, many others. Every year, they just our partners just continue to surprise us with how much they do and how much effort and passion they put into the campaign. So look for the workplace campaigns. If you don't have a workplace campaign and you would like to get involved, you can still contact us at the United Way offices, and we'd be happy to hear from you, and we will do what we can to ensure that we get you as much help on our end that we're able to provide and get that done. We also this year have something we're calling the really, really, really big Christmas cash draw. Once again, that's going to be an online 50-50. You'll be able to buy tickets over the course of about 6 weeks. And we have a ceiling for that that's going to be absolutely astronomical. And I would suggest that whoever wins that is going to have the best Christmas of their life. So look for that one. We'll have more information. I know you guys will as well at the radio station. And we want to promote that. That'll be starting in October. So lots of things happening. We still have the, as you mentioned, the agencies will be holding their own events, recognizing that this year might be a little different as far as how it gets run. But overall, lots of exciting events still happening, and the campaign will continue, rain or shine. And as we said, we're trying to do it in a way that accommodates the conditions right now in our community.
For sure. But I think you are right with, you know, making the 50-50. It's so much more accessible because I know there were so many people last year who were stuck at site that wanted to participate so bad. And we sold out before we could even get them their tickets anyway. But what an exciting thing to have it that the whole community can participate. And all you got to do is log in online like you do with everything else.
Yes, and I know you guys will be updating the totals of where we're at as we did last year, which is obviously cause for excitement. And once people see that jackpot start to rise, it just seems like the excitement grows, and we're expecting the same this year.
For sure. Well, we're going to take our last break here on Fort McMurray Banners, but when we come back, we're going to hear a little bit more about the Red Menu campaign and about the campaign launch that happened this morning. My guest this morning is Craig Picton, the 2020 campaign chair for United Way Fort McMurray Wood Buffalo. I'm Steph Seidel. Don't go anywhere.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Fort McMurray Orthodontics and Cooper and Company Law Firm.
On Mix 103.7. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Fort McMurray Orthodontics and Cooper and Company Law Firm.
On Mix 103.7.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. If you are just tuning in this morning, our guest is Craig Picton, the 2020 campaign chair for United Way Fort McMurray Wood Buffalo. I'm Steph Seidel. We've been chatting about, you know, the different ways that the United Way is launching their campaign and the events that they're hosting, and it's always a great time. And one of the ways that I love the way the United Way does it is sometimes you can support a fundraiser but also get something back in return, and that's a way with the Red Menu campaign, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We're hoping to have at least 11 restaurants participate this year. And if you're not familiar with it, what you basically do is on a specific day, you go into a specific restaurant in town that will be participating. And part of the proceeds from the items that have been selected, those proceeds will go towards our campaign. So that's kind of a win-win. If ever there was a win-win, you're going to get a delicious meal with one of the restaurants that are participating. And you're also going to have money go back into the community to help the agencies that we support. So to find out what those are, just go to our website. You can find all the information there. As I said, everyone's got a specific day as far as the restaurants, when they'll be participating. And then if you stop in, you get a great meal, and that money comes back to help those agencies. So number one, I hope everyone goes. And number two, I know you'll enjoy it.
I love it. And then exciting stuff is today. I mean, it happens once a year. We've got the campaign launch day. Often it's in person. Sometimes it's a youth talent show, family day, things like that. But today it's a video.
Yep, that's absolutely correct. And again, we were going to hold an event. We planned on holding an event. But then when COVID hit, we just thought, for the reasons of physical distancing, it just would send the wrong message, and we weren't even sure if we would be able to do it safely. Because of that, we decided we wanted to get the message out, and this year we thought, people are used to being at home or working from home or living in a different world now. We thought the people are accessible to their computers at all times. We thought that we'd do the launch in a virtual manner and create a video. So we've done that. You can talk or hear people who are part of agencies. You can actually hear from a user of Stepping Stones, which is very, very powerful. We'll talk about the goal. You'll see some of our needs, why people got involved with the United Way and how it's helped them. So we thought it was a very powerful message to send out. And typically in past years, we might have about 200 or 300 people come to an event. this year we thought that by doing it virtually, we would be able to access a lot more of an audience. And that was one of the other benefits to doing this. So rather than doing the same old, when times change, circumstances change. And that's one of the reasons that we did do the video. We're hoping that everyone will A, watch it, and B, share it. And I know that you at the radio station Mix 103.7 have posted it on your Facebook page. We'd love everyone today to go and look at that message and the words of encouragement and why the United Way matters so much to Fort McMurray. And then secondly, we'd love to have you share it to as many people in town as possible so that they understand how important the United Way is, because I think sometimes that message gets lost and people aren't really familiar. What does the United Way actually do? Well, this video will answer all of those questions and more, and hopefully give you a bit more information as to why your dollars are needed this year now more than ever.
I love it. Great, great way to say that. And definitely, yeah, check out our Facebook page. We've shared it. We'd love for you to share it there as well. And just a reminder, that really, really, really big 50-50 is coming up really soon. What's the date again, Craig?
September 24th, and we'll be partnering with Mix 103.7 once again this year. We're looking forward to it, and I know the winner will be really, really, really looking forward to it.
And you can get your tickets for that on September 24th at uw5050.ca. Craig, thanks for joining me today. Do you have anything else you'd like to add?
I just want to thank our community in advance. As I said, our goal this year is $4 million. And with the support of our community and all those businesses that are getting involved, we're going to reach our goal and hopefully exceed it. But we couldn't do it without all our partners in Fort McMurray. So we want to thank you in advance and hope we see you around town at the many events we're holding and also at many of the raffles we're doing.
Totally. Well, Craig picked in the 2020 campaign chair for United Way Fort McMurray Wood Buffalo. Thank you so much. I hope that your campaign launch is so successful and looking forward to seeing you next week with the 50-50.
Perfect. And we always love the support of Mix 103.7. So thanks, Steph.
Thanks, Craig. This has been Fort McMurray Matters. Once again, my guest this morning, Craig Picton. I'm Steph Seidel. If you missed it and you want to hear it again, you can check out our podcast at mix1037fm.com. And be sure and tune in every weekday at noon for another episode of Fort McMurray Matters.
That's the end of another edition of Fort McMurray Matters.
Want a copy of this episode or any past episode?
Download the podcast at mix1037fm.com.